is site plan 2427, Plantations Medical Professional Office Center, conditional use 1573 and 1855, revised final site plan.
This is a revised final site plan for the construction of an 8101 square foot plus or minus office built. Half of the structure to be utilized as a professional office and the other half utilized as a medical office, stormwater management, associated parking, and other related site improvements. Staff note that the site was the subject of use number 1855, which was approved by Sussex County Council at their meeting of Tuesday, December 7th, 2010, and the change was adopted through ordinance number 2165, subject to 10 conditions. Staff further note that a revised final site plan was last reviewed by the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of Thursday, September 10th, 2015, to allow for the construction of the existing three professional office buildings. Staff note that the only change from that plan is to add this fourth final office building to complete the conditional use as originally approved. Additionally, site plan elevation has been provided to the commission for the condition five. The conditions of approval is met, which required. The site plan shall be designed so that the buildings are configured with a residential. As part of the site plan review, front, side, and rear elevation plans shall be submitted to the commission to confirm the residential appearance into the buildings. The applicant has submitted a written request to be waived from the loading space for this fourth building, and that request has been included in the commission's packet this afternoon. Property is located on an exit site on the south side of Plantations Road, Route 1D, approximately 0.2 miles southeast of the intersection of Plantations Road, Route 1D, and Craig Boulevard in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. Property is located within the Henlopen Transportation Improvement District, and the applicant shall be responsible with payment of any related fees and requirements outlined by DelDOT. The revised final site plan complies with Sussex County zoning and all conditions of approval. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District, Tax Parcel District 334, Map 12.00, Parcel 53.03. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals.
All right then, Mr. Collins.
Yeah, does anybody have any concerns about the loading zone requirements that they're asking us to waive? Okay. All right. Then I move that we approve the revised final site plan for 24-27. Plantations Medical and Professional Office Center.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to approve the final site plan for site plan 2427 Plantations and Professional Office Center. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Item is site plan S24-02, Sunrise Solar LLC, Donna Lee Smith, conditional use number 2328. Preliminary and final site plan.
This is a preliminary and final site plan for construction of a solar facility and other related site improvements. Conditional use 2328 was approved by Sussex County Council at their meeting of Tuesday, January 10th, 2023, through ordinance number 2898. Property is located on the west side of Glen Daniel Road, Sussex County Road number 8. The revised preliminary site plan complies with Sussex County zoning and all conditions of approval. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District, Tax Parcel District 230, Map 13.00, Parcel 121.00. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals. Decommissioning plan has also been included, which addresses the financial security component of the conditions of approval.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move to approve S-4-02 Sunrise Solar LLC, Don Smith. Conditional use 2328, preliminary and final site plan.
I second the motion.
Moved and seconded to move as a preliminary final site plan approval, site plan S24-2 Sunrise Solar LLC, Donna Lee Smith, conditional use number 2328. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Next item is site plan 24-08, Williamsville Country Village, preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for the use of property for the construction of a 4,860 square foot liquor store building and other site improvements. The applicant has submitted a parking waiver request to allow parking to be located within the front yard setback. As the site is located within an excellent groundwater recharge area, the applicant has also submitted a hydrological report as required under section 89.7A2 of the Sussex County Code, ensuring that the post-development recharge quantity will meet or exceed the existing pre-development recharge quantity. The request letter and hydrological report have been included in the commission's packet this afternoon. Property is located on the north side of Lighthouse Road, Route 54. Preliminary site plan complies with Sussex County Zoning Code. The zoning is C1, General Commercial District, and C2, Medium Commercial District. Tax parcels are District 533, Map 18.00, Parcels 28.00 and 28.01. Staff are awaiting agency approvals should the commission desire to act favorably on this proposal. Staff are requesting that final approval be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
And on this one, they're asking for a waiver for that parking in the front yard setback, so you all should have some sort of discussion just as whether that's appropriate or not.
I was going to mention something on that because I don't have a problem with it, because the existing parking that is part of this entire shopping center has the same exact parking.
Exactly.
And it's never been a problem.
Yeah. And part of how we're getting there is because of the right-of-way changes that they're making, right?
They have one way in and one way out in this shopping center, and it flows very smoothly. Despite the parking being in the front there, you still good visibility. You agree?
Yep, I agree. Everybody good? Great. Mr. Chairman, I move we approve the preliminary site plan for site plan 24-08, Williamsville Country Village.
I second the motion.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the preliminary site plan for site plan 24-08, Williamsville Country Village. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is site plan 24-15, Christiana Excavating Company, preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for the construction of a 33 flex unit spaces each containing 600 square feet of office space, parking, and other site improvements. Property is located on the east side of North Old State Road, Sussex County Road 213. The preliminary site plan complies with Sussex County Zoning Code. The zoning is HI1, Heavy Industrial District, and AR1, Agricultural Residential District. The tax parcels are District 330, Map 14.00, Parcels 1.00 and 1.01. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that final approval be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Does anybody have any questions on this? Everybody in good shape with it?
Right.
I'd like to move that we approve S24-15, Christian Excavating Company, preliminary site plan upon all, what's the words I'm looking for, Mr. Benson?
Yep.
Final by staff.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No problem.
A second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to approve the preliminary site plan for S24-15, Christiana Excavating Company, with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is site plan 24-26, Bethany Blooms Landscaping LLC, preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for the use of the property with existing buildings as a landscaping business and other site improvements. Conditional use number 2301 to allow for the use of this site as a landscaping business was approved by the Sussex County Council at their meeting of Tuesday, August 23rd, 2022, through ordinance number 2879. The applicant is requesting a waiver from the topographic requirement. The property is located on the west side of Roxana Road, Route 17. Preliminary site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code and all conditions of approval. Zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. Tax parcel is District 134, Map 15.00, Parcel 20.04. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals. Therefore, the plans are eligible for both preliminary and final approval.
Any discussion on this one?
No.
Okay. Mr. Chair, with regards to S24-26, Bethany Blooms Landscaping LLC, I make a motion to approve the preliminary and final site plan.
Is that with the waiver of the topographic?
Yes.
Second.
Second.
Thank you.
Moved and seconded to approve site plan 2426, Bethany Blooms Landscaping LLC, as a preliminary and a final with the waivers stated. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Thank you. The next item is subdivision 2019-29, Scenic Harbor, formerly known as Scenic Manor, and the estates at Mulberry Knoll. Preliminary amenities plan.
This is a preliminary amenities plan for Scenic Harbor 2019-19, a coastal area cluster subdivision consisting of 319 single-family homes, private roads, stormwater management, and open space. Final subdivision plan was approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of Thursday, September 8th, 2022. Specifically, the proposal is for the establishment of a 7,000 square foot plus or minus clubhouse, a 3,030 square foot plus or minus in-ground pool area, a 5,250 square foot pool deck area, and a 5,576 square foot tiki bar, a 1,030 square foot pool house, bus stop parking, landscaping, and other site improvements. Property is located on the south side of Scenic Harbor Way within the existing and previously approved Scenic Harbor subdivision in Lewis, Delaware. The property is located within the Henlopen Transportation Improvement District, and the applicant shall be responsible for the payment of any related fees and requirements as outlined by DLDOT. Preliminary amenities plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code and all conditions of approval. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District, and the tax parcel is a portion of District 334, map 18.00, parcel 43.00. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals. Therefore, this proposal is eligible for both preliminary and final approval.
Anybody have questions about this one? Okay, then. Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary and final approval to 2019-29 Scenic Harbor preliminary amenities plan.
It's been moved and seconded to grant preliminary and final approval to the preliminary amenities plan for subdivision 2019-29 Scenic Harbor, formerly known as Scenic Manor and Estates at Mulberry Knoll. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is lands of Cheryl A. Embell and Donald H. Britton, minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 50-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision for the creation of one lot plus residual lands with access off a proposed 50-foot wide ingress egress access easement. Proposed lot 1A consists of 0.8341 acres plus or minus two lots plus residual lands. Proposed lot 1B consists of 0.8102 acres plus or minus, and the residual lands lot 1C shall consist of 1.015 acres plus or minus. A shared use maintenance agreement shall be established for the use of the shared access road. The property is located on the north side of Zor Road, Sussex County Road 48. This plan includes a lot line adjustment between tax parcels District 133, Map 7, Parcel 16, and District 234, Map 20, Parcel 1. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Codes. The tax parcels are District 133, Map 7, Parcel 16, and District 234, Map 20, Parcel 1. Zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the Commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that the final approvals be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Chair, with regards to lands of Cheryl A. Umble and Donald H. Britton, I make a motion to approve the minor subdivision plan off a 50-foot easement with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the minor subdivision plan off of a 50-foot easement for lands of Cheryl A. Umble and Donald H. Britton as a preliminary with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is lands of Kevin Collins, minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 50-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision for the creation of one lot plus residual lands with access off a proposed 50-foot wide ingress egress access easement. Proposed lot 1 consists of 1.03 acres plus or minus, and the residual land shall consist of 3.56 acres plus or minus. A shared use maintenance agreement shall be established for the use of the shared access road. The property is located on the south side of Sharptown Road, Route 24. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Codes, and the tax parcel is District 432, Map 11.00, Parcel 35.00. Zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals. Therefore, the plans are eligible for both preliminary and final approval.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move forward with the lands of Kevin, or lands of Kevin Collins, minor subdivision plan of a proposed 50-foot easement for, I can go with the final of this?
Preliminary and final.
Right? Preliminary and final.
I second the motion.
Moved and seconded to approve the minor subdivision plan of the proposed 50-foot easement for lands of Kevin Collins as a preliminary and final. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is lands of DeBoard Properties, LLC, minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 24-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision for the creation of one lot plus residual lands with access off of a proposed 24-foot wide ingress-egress access easement. Proposed lot one consists of 0.7733 acres plus or minus, and the residual lands shall consist of 1.2080 acres plus or minus. A shared use maintenance agreement shall be established for the use of the shared access road. The property is located on the north side of Delmar Road, Route 54. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes. The tax parcel is District 532, map 19.00, parcel 2.02. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the Commission desire to act favorably upon this proposal, staff are requesting that the final approvals be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Does anybody have any questions on this one? I'd like to go ahead and move forward with the lands of DeBoard Properties, LLC, minor subdivision plan off of a 24-foot easement. Upon receipt of all documentations and final staff approval.
I second the motion.
The movement seconded to approve a minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 24-foot easements for lands of DeBoard Properties, LLC, as a preliminary with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
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 Carried. Thank you. Our next item is lands of Janet Ellis Justice and John L. Lynch, minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 30-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision for the creation of one lot plus residual lands with access off a proposed 30-foot wide ingress-egress access easement. Proposed lot four consists of 1.00 acres plus or minus, and the residual lands shall consist of 36.20 acres plus or minus. A shared use maintenance agreement shall be established for the use of the shared access road. The property is located on the north side of Laurel Road, Route 24. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes, and the tax parcel is District 232, map 18.00, parcel 1.00. Zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District, and the staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the Commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that final approval be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
I do have a question on this one.
Go ahead.
The information on our paperwork is a 30-foot easement. When I was looking at the plans, it's 24, shown as 24. Proposed 24-foot wide gravel ingress and egress. And then existing wide gravel drive is 24.
Good catch. I didn't catch that, Holly.
Good eye. Good eye.
Good eye. Yeah, definitely.
Good eye.
Mr. Robertson?
I was looking at it. I'm trying to find out where the easement actually is on it. Is it?
Shows it to the right of the existing, if I'm reading this plan correctly, proposed 24-foot wide ingress and egress easement established as shown.
Candidly, that was my question on the last one. Is 24 on the last one as well? 24 is the minimum, you know, road width. I guess.
So it's okay either way, but it just needs.
Mr. Whitehouse, are these strip? No, they're lots 1, 2, and 3 were previously recorded. So where's the lot that we're creating, I guess?
Lot 4.
This one here.
Yeah.
So the easement continues, but the minimum width of a travel lane is 12 feet. So 24 allows for two-way access.
Right.
So it is the minimum without compromising that 12 feet.
Well, and the other thing is on this one, though, it has its own frontage on Route 24, so they don't need, neither property needs the easement for access either, right? Because that easement wraps around and it has its own frontage. So, yeah. Because I agree, I think it needs to be 30 feet. But if this case, the easement doesn't actually really serve anybody, I don't think it really matters because it has its own frontage.
Okay.
So we go with 24 feet as stated on the site plan?
I would just, let's see. I would read it this way, you know, Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the lands of Janet Ellis Justice and John L. Lynch for a minor subdivision plan, period.
That's my motion.
I second it.
With, I should add, with staff, the final subdivision approval will be made subject to staff's receiving all agency approvals. If you want to just add that to your motion.
I just added that.
Okay, and the second.
And I second it.
Okay, yeah.
Thank
moved
you.
And seconded to approve a minor subdivision plan for lands of Janet Ellis Justice and John L. Lynch as a preliminary with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Next item is lands of Harry and Olda Parsons, minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 50-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision for the creation of one lot plus residual lands with access off a proposed 50-foot wide ingress egress access easement. Proposed lot one consists of 6.45 acres plus or minus, and the residual lands shall consist of 21.17 acres plus or minus. A shared use maintenance agreement shall be established for the use of the shared access road. Property is located on the south side of Lewis Georgetown Highway Route 9 and the east side of Steiner Road, Sussex County Road 320. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Codes. The tax parcel is District 135, Map 16, Parcel 23. Zoning is C1, General Commercial, and CR1, Commercial Residential District. Staff are awaiting agency approval. Should the Commission desire to act favorably upon this proposal, staff are requesting that final approvals be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
There is a joint access agreement.
Doesn't look like one's been provided, but they'll require that before final. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think so, because that's always a standard requirement. Yeah. Yep.
Mr. Chair, with regards to the lands of Harry and Olda Parsons, I make a motion to approve the minor subdivision plan off a 50-foot easement with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
I second.
Moved and seconded to approve a minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 50-foot easement for lands of Harry and Olda Parsons as a preliminary, with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is lands of Warnock Farms East LLC, minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 60-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision for the creation of three lots plus the residual lands. Proposed lot one will consist of 1.070 acres plus or minus and will front on Sap Road, Sussex County Road 208. Proposed lot two will consist of 1.118 acres plus or minus. Proposed lot three will consist of 1.202 acres plus or minus, and the residual lands will consist of 48.207 acres plus or minus. Lots two, three, and the residual lands shall be accessed by a proposed 60-foot ingress egress access easement on the parcel. A shared use maintenance agreement shall be established for the use of the shared access road. The property is located on the north side of Sap Road, Sussex County Road 208. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Codes. The tax parcel is District 330, Map 8, Parcel 20. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District, and staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the Commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that final approval be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Oh, that's my shit. Sorry. Sorry about the guys. I move to approve the lands of Warnock Farms East LLC minor subdivision plan off of a 60-foot easement with final approval subject to staff upon receipt of all agency approvals. Sorry about that.
I second.
The move and seconded to approve the minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 60-foot easement for lands of Warnock Farms East LLC as a preliminary with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is lands of Raymond E. Williams III, minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 40-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the creation of two lots plus residual lands with access off of a proposed 40-foot wide ingress egress access easement. Proposed lot one will consist of 1.08 acres plus or minus. Proposed lot two will consist of 1.40 acres plus or minus, and the residual lands shall consist of 3.52 acres plus or minus. A shared use maintenance agreement shall be established for the use of the shared access road. The property is located on the north side of Round Pole Bridge Road, Sussex County Road 257. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Codes and the Tax Parcels District 235, MAP 16, Parcel 74.01. Zoning is AR1 Agricultural Residential District. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals. Therefore, the plans are eligible for both preliminary and final approval.
Any questions about this one?
No.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the minor subdivision plan off of a 40-foot easement for the lands of Raymond E. Williams III with final subject to final by staff subject to agency.
Second.
Staff have all the approvals on this one?
Do you have it all?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Make it a final.
The preliminary and final.
Preliminary and final.
There you go.
I second.
So moved and seconded to approve the minor subdivision plan off of proposed 40-foot easement for lands of Raymond E. Williams III as a preliminary and a final. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. All right. That completes our other business today. And moving on to old business, our first item of old business is subdivision.